Ever hear of Edmondson's Corners? It's a thriving town of over 35,000 in South Simcoe County. No? You should. You live there. Or, at least, in what used to be Edmondson's Corners. Today the community is called Bradford. The name Edmondson's Corners honors early settler John Edmondson, an Englishman by birth who was determined to make a new future for himself in Canada. Edmondson arrived at what is now Bradford in the early 1830s among the first wave of homesteaders. He owned the land that today comprises most of the town's southeast. Edmondson built a hotel and tavern. For many years it was the only hotel in town, a place where weary stage passengers could rest. Edmondson prospered. He further lined his pockets with hold by selling town lots. The settlement that formed around the hotel and at least partially on his subdivided lots became known as Edmondson's Corners. In 1840, the name was changed to Bradford, after the town in Yorkshire, England. Edmondson almost certainly resented the change, who wouldn't? But there was little he could do about it. By this time, rumors of the railway arriving in Bradford sometime in the next decade or so led to rampant land speculation as people predicted, correctly as it turned out, an economic boom. The price of land doubled. Edmondson sold further town lots for an even more handsome return. On December 26, 1857, John Edmondson died a wealthy man. Canada had been good to him. Just over a decade later, on May 23, 1871, a fire razed most of the community. Approximately 130 homes and businesses were reduced to cinders. Among the few left standing was Edmondson's Hotel. Though the man himself is forgotten, John Edmondson's one-time hotel still stands to this day, a private residence that serves as one of the oldest buildings in the Bradford West Gwillimbury.